Okay, Kufchav Gimel Dini Erev Tisha B'Av. So Benny and Sudas of Sekis Yesh Kama Dinim. But the Sudas of Sekis is a lot of dinim. Aminiga Yoshar Hu, the proper thing to do is Lechel Kaida Mincha Sudas Keva. To eat before Mincha, your regular meal, and then you have no restrictions. You could eat whatever you want and do whatever you want, etc. And after that, Mispal and Mincha. And after that, you daven Mincha. You don't say tachnun because Tisha B'Av is called a mayid. Tisiv kara alai mayid. It says you should call me a mayid. V'samach le'erev, and close to the evening, yoshvin ala oretz. We sit on the ground. Ve'ein sichin lachlitz amenolim, but we don't have to take off the shoes because it's not Tisha B'Av yet. V'lo yoshvu shloisha yachad shle yischai v'zimun. You don't have three together because you don't want a zimun. Ta'ichlin rak pas in beitza. You only eat bread with an egg, mefushelas kosher kara, with a cold hard egg. Right, v'tovlin pas and you put a little bit of bread into the ashes and you eat it. You got to make sure you stop your suda v'yoyim. So the kitzur doesn't really say. Explain what's going on here. But basically, what's going on here is that the Sudas HaMafsekis cannot have two types of cooked food. And an egg is cooked. So, since an egg is cooked, you can't have anything else. So, if you want to have normal food, you can't have that but a Sudas HaMafsekis. So, what he's doing is first make yourself your major meal. All right, first make yourself a major meal before Mincha. You could eat whatever you want. Then you go to Mincha, and then you have your Sudas HaMafsekis where you only have one type of food. All right? Now, whether you could eat later is basically, are you mekabel on yourself the fast once you say Birchas HaMazon? So what you should do is have in mind that when you say Birchas HaMazon, you're not accepting the fast. Dalin, Misha Misana, Kol Yemei Shoshana Beis Vehei. Somebody who fasts all year on Monday and Thursdays, Ve'ira Rabbi Erev Tisha B'Av. And then Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday. It can't fall out on a Thursday. So Yishal al Nidroi, so he should be Mater Neder, and so he doesn't have to fast 2 days in a row. Well, Mishi Yishal yard side Erev Tisha B'Av. Let's say somebody has a yard side and the minig is to fast. Yasnim Pamarishan Rak Ad Achar. The first yard side, he should make a Tanai that he's not fasting only till Chatzais. Then he should have mincha gedoyla, which is half hour after chatzos. V'yoychal suda, and you should eat the suda. V'achakach samach le'erev, yoychal suda samafsekis, and after that, before the evening, you should eat suda samafsekis. Hey, ben hashmashas, don hashashas, also b'chol mashu, also b'tisha b'av. It's also with everything that's also on a tisha b'av. V'lochein tzrichon lachlitz as a menolam koydem ben hashmashas, and therefore you should take off your shoes before Ben Hashmashas. Fine. Simen Kufchav Dalid. Hilchas Tisha B'Av Boi Chav Be'Yisif. So Arvis Nichnasin Lebeis HaKnesses. By Meir, we go into Shulva Chaltzin HaManon, we take off the shoes, Kamesh Kisan, Rosav Simen HaKoydim. And now you can Lahasir as the Parayichas Me'ar HaKoydish. The meaning is you take off the Parayichas Meshuv the Sibitza Im Rosai. It says that take off his royal clothing. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, right. Ve'ein madlikin rak ner echad lifnei ashliyotzivur, and you only write one night before the shliyotzivur. Meaning, instead, normally shliyotzivur usually has two candles, so you do one, right? And now the minig in most shuls is that you dim some of the lights.
Is that a
Mespalin arvis
halacha to have two candles all the time? And now we're having one. Is that a halacha to have two candles? Not every shul has that.
They don't have like a candle. They don't light up light. You don't normally don't have candles, but they light up a
Every
special
single
light.
shul, every shul has that?
I think some just have it always lit,
Okay.
but yeah, I think every shul has at least a permanent shul has epis some lights lit in front. I think when you open your shul, Dobby, you'll make sure you have it. All right.
When you open your shul,
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't
you're
hold your
opening
breath.
yours before I
Oh
open
yeah.
mine.
Is
We're putting a real date on it.
that a klala? Is that a klala? Anyways, okay. Ve'ein madlik in rak ner echo lefnei ashliya tzibur. You only light one candle. Mispal arvis, but nachas v'terach pichi. Supposed to daven in mairiv with nachas and like with crying. Kaveilim. Ve'inarim nachim ad lamacharas mincha. You only say nachim by mincha. Nachim is the extra tefillah you do by mincha. Ve'achar tefillah shmoneser, nefta shmoneser, yoyimrim kadosh sholem, im tiskabel. Say Kaddish Shalom with the Skabel, Yoshin La'aretz, you sit on the ground, and Madlikin Katzas Neiros, and you light some candles. Rak Mikdash Yucha Lemer Echa Bekinis, only enough that you'll be able to see the Echa and then to do the Kinis. Boimrim Echa Bekinis Gamkin Benachas with Erech Bechi, you also say the Echa in a sad voice, etc. Mafsik Be Echa, Ma'at Ben Kol Pasuk U Pasuk. Between every Pasuk, you have a little pause, Mat Yosef and call Echa Echa, right? Because each parak starts with the word Echa. So in between each Echa, you start, you pause even more. Call Echa Magbia Hashliach Tzibur Koyle Ktsas Yosef, and every Echa you lift the Shliach Tzibur lifts his voice higher. Pasuk Achron Shebachol Echa Oimrim Bakol Rom, and the last pasuk you say in a louder voice. They say with a loud voice, then everybody says Hashivenu together. So says he locked me out from tefillah. Right? So therefore you don't say tiskabel because you're not going to ask Hashem to be makabel. Somebody who's davening alone should say Echa and Kinnis. A person should cause himself pain in the way he sleeps. If he sleeps with two pillows, he should only sleep one. Some sleep on the ground. And he took from the stones of the place. Right? That's Yaakov slept with by the base of Mikdash. He says, my noira, etc. Everything is based on the way a person is. So Mishnah Berurah basically says that if you're not going to be able to sleep, then don't do this. Because you need energy to fast. Meaning, if you're going to be able to sleep, it's just not going to be such a great sleep. So then you should do it. But if you're taka not going to be able to sleep, then you shouldn't do it. You don't put on tefillin. It's called something that's glory. And we don't want that on Tisha B'av. We don't wear a talis gadol. Mishum dechsib biza emrasa. Like we said before, matagrin on biza. Excuse me, pizza profana delay. He ripped his clothing. Ella loishin talis katan. We do wear tzitzis. The loy bracha without a bracha. Now it's interesting with that. You sue it without a bracha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says because you don't want to put yourself into that situation, therefore Tisha B'av by night you should sleep in your tzitzis, even though litvish don't sleep in their tzitzis all year round. Shlomo Zalman says, where you sleep in your tzitzis the whole night, so you don't have this issue. It's really only negev for Bachram, because those that wear talisim will make a bracha on the talis by mincha. Also, you should not, for those that kiss their tzitzis by Shema, should not do so by Shachrus on Tisha B'av. And you get up early to go to shul. You don't light a candle for davening. You daven slow, crying. You do say mizmor l'soida, right? You don't say birchas kayanim.
I mean, they didn't give the korban todah. The base of Mikdash was burning.
Right, but you still say it because Lamaisa, that's, we do it every day, because otherwise maybe we shouldn't ever say if there's no Beis HaMikdash, right? So the reason why you don't do Duchening is because you shouldn't be wishing people peace, which we'll see after about the Halachas of Tisha B'av. ולאחר תפילה אומר חצי קדיש, ואין אומר לא תחנן ולא כלר כפיים השם דאקרי מועד. Which is always difficult to understand, but it's called Yom Tov. We see in Sefer Torah Vekoren Kisadet Banim. Shlosa Gavri call up three people. Vanochin Shoyle Yomer Balachash Kaidem Avrocha Baruch Dayan Emes. As far as I know, that's not the minhag to do this. Acha Kriyas Torah Oimrim Chatzi Kaddish Maftirin Osoif Asifim Benigun Echa. Maftirin Sefer Torah VeYoshvan Ala Oretz Vaimrim Kinnas. You say Kinnas VeYesh LaHarak Bemat Samak LeTzaraim. And you should go with them until the afternoon. Because again, a holiday. Like in a base oval. It almost sounds like you're making you're not being maskim to these sad things. Since everybody is not learning, and it's also to learn Torah, right? So you don't say Lo Yomash Haseh VaTorah MiPicha MiPicha Zaracha Al Beis Aba B'Chol Hashana Chutz MiTisha B'Av Ayrim Aysoi Shal Bisha Aba Baltam Divrei Torah. Because even though an Aval can't learn, Hamenach Meinam B'Talem, but those that are part of the minion are not Baltam. V'Ayrim V'Ata Kadosh. You say without the skabel, like we said, Aleinu and Kaddish Yosem. You don't say all those things. And that the proper thing to do is after you finish Kinnis, you should say Megillas Eicha. Fine. That's what we're up to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody should have a good Tvach. Hopefully this won't be Negeya, because hopefully Mashiach will come before Tisha B'Av. All right. A good Tvach.
Thank you.
Can Mashiach come in 9 days?
Yeah.